Hello, friends. This is Sterling Severns, pastor at Tabernacle Baptist Church. It is March the 10th of the year 2020, and I am fortunate enough to be here across the table from Woody Jenkins, who's here representing the nominating committee today. Woody's about to present to you something on behalf of the nominating committee that's a very good example of us thinking out of the box as we look at how we want to work together to provide balance in the life of the church. One of the major goals for all of us in the year ahead is to sit on a three-legged stool where everybody has one primary task that they are participating in on a regular basis from a leadership perspective. Everybody is involved heavily in or regularly in some form of discipleship group or Sunday school class, and in turn, everybody's prioritizing corporate worship, the 11 a.m. hour on Sunday mornings where we all come together. So today we're kind of focusing on that first leg, which is how can we do a better job providing balance. On that note, I'm going to share just a little bit of background. We know that we've had some wonderful treasurers through the years. Steve Law is our current treasurer, and Steve is in a place where he feels like he needs to resign that leadership position in the life of the church, whereas he's not leaving life of the church. He is resigning in that official capacity just because it's just a whole, there's a lot of life going on and there's a lot of responsibility. He just doesn't feel like he's in a place that he can fulfill that. You, of course, will know that Connie Jones preceded him, and Connie has been somebody the church has leaned on through many, many years. Before Connie, you've got, of course, Margaret Ailes, and you've got Chuck Flugraff, and it goes all the way back to Henry Meyer, who everybody has viewed in the past and present as kind of the quintessential treasurer that a lot of people think of. And one of the things that we know to be true is that the treasurer, along with the financial assistant position, a hired position here at the church, a support position, is that this has been a really difficult task. Like, to say yes to being treasurer means regular showing up multiple days in any given week and more of a commitment than we feel like is appropriate in order to have balance. So much to the point that last year in the nominating committee process, we never could identify somebody that was willing to step forward and serve as the associate treasurer. And so with Steve's resignation and acknowledgement that we never could find an associate treasurer to serve in 2020, the nominating committee has been hard at work. And this is where I'm going to pass things off to you, Woody. Can you kind of jump to the end and then with what you all are proposing? And maybe we should start with saying, who are we? You know, who is it you represent today? And what is it you all are recommending?
Well, I'm co-chair of the nominating committee along with Marty Watkin. And Marty and I have been working with a team of wonderful folks that include Barb Satterwhite, Bonnie Bailey, Donna Sawyers, and Kyle Kennedy. And together, and Peggy Strong, let me add Peggy, and together we've been meeting, trying to look at how we can fill this vacancy of associate treasurer, and working diligently to identify people. And as Sterling has said, there was just no one that we could find that could fulfill that role. And so we began to think in terms of how we might be able to support the treasurer. At that point, it was still Steve. And one of the concepts we came up with was a team of people that could serve as backup and help and assistance and fill in for the treasurer in doing some of the duties and responsibilities that seemed to be a burden, in a sense, added to everything else that the treasurer was doing. So we've been talking about this team concept, and then we found out from Steve that he was asking us to find a replacement because he was resigning at the end of March of this year. And so that put us back again into discussion about not just the associate, but also the treasurer. And having gone through perhaps as many as 20 or 25 names, and then actually asking 14, 15 people to consider those positions, and having found no one, we considered this idea of having a team. And so that's sort of the place where it began. And that's what we are proposing as the nominating committee. And also, deacons, if you're listening, and I hope you are listening to this, we're asking you to consider this recommendation from the nominating committee that we have a finance team as a trial idea, a trial project for 1 year, beginning this next month in April and going through March of next year, to see if this concept of a team is going to work well for Tabernacle. So that's how we came to this place. But let me quickly assure everyone that we have not stopped looking for an official treasurer to fill that that slot. But what we are recommending is that these four team members all share the responsibility of associate treasurer. So that's kind of where we came from and where we are now, and that's what we're presenting to the church and also to you deacons who are listening to consider and hopefully give your thoughts and feedback to the nominating committee as well as the congregation.
So my understanding is that the deacon's role is when there's a new team established in the life of the church, it's the deacons ultimately that vote to approve the birth of a team. And that's why we're talking to the deacons and not the admin board. That said, I know I'm having been privy because I was present at the last administrative board meeting that the administrative board has been brought into the loop on this. The administrative board, as I understand it, has not been asked yet to vote to make a recommendation because it's not really in the job description of the administration board to do so. But just so you know, the administrative board is in the know. And I know the administrative board, just like the entire church at large, will have an opportunity to share thoughts, to ask questions, and to chime in before we vote. When do we anticipate a vote?
Well, we're hoping that we can present this this coming Sunday, which is
the 15th of March.
Thank you very much.
March 15th.
Trying to put things together in my head. And then 2 weeks hence, we would hope that the church could vote on this so that we could have this team in place for April, at which time we will no longer have Steve serving in the capacity of treasurer. And let me add one other comment regarding the administrative board. Barbara Satterwhite is on the administrative board, and she's also on the nominating committee. So there was a direct link to the administrative board and a way that she could carry information back and forth between us. And we have also given them information similar to the information we provided to the congregation on February the 23rd in the bulletin insert.
So I know one of the issues that we've had is, and now we understand why a little bit more, the church is not generally, as well as the staff, in the know when it comes to the nominating process, which is a very appropriate thing. But I think there are some folks who are still pretty surprised that Steve is leaving, and why is it we're just now hearing about this? It sounds to me like the reason that's the case is because we were still hopeful we were going to find a treasurer and be able to kind of present that at the same time.
Yes.
Is that the case?
Yes, and you know, we have worked very diligently to find someone, and it has just been a very difficult position to fill. And so I think that a part of that has been in the past the way in which we've handled this, and Sterling alluded to this earlier, that it's sort of been like the Lone Ranger and his sidekick, Tonto, who only came in once in a great while. But the Lone Ranger was the treasurer, and these previous treasurers worked and worked and worked and spent innumerable hours during the week, and not to mention the meetings with the administrative board and also the business meetings quarterly at the end of the year. There were reports and things that had to be done, and this mostly fell to the treasurer himself or herself. So that's been sort of the issue that we've been trying to address, and we continue to hope to find a treasurer that we can bring before you. But in the event that this plays out the way we expect it to, we're going to need someone to take care of things beginning the 1st of April.
And so, can you get into that a little bit? Like, how do you all foresee the finance team functioning when there isn't a treasurer in place? I'll be optimistic. Yet.
Well, the team is going to function in the way in which the treasurer and the associate treasurer would have functioned, except that they're going to share that responsibility. Exactly how they do that and who does exactly what, we're going to leave up to this team. We have vetted them. They are extremely talented people who bring a wealth of knowledge, not only financial management knowledge, but other kinds of business knowledge and organizational skills to this whole matter of the financial matters of the church. And we have included Hope in this circle of conversation. Hope Cutchins is our financial assistant, and much of the work that used to be done by the treasurer is now being done by the financial assistant. The entry of data into the computer, the finalization of monthly reports. And it now is a matter of someone, the treasurer, if we had a treasurer, but in this case, the team reviewing financial reports, doing a balancing of the checkbook at the end, or the various checkbooks at the end of the month. Those kinds of routine processes that are just a matter of oversight now, since the financial assistant is doing the bulk of that data entry and generating the reports that will be used for not just the congregation to know for quarterly meetings, but the administrative board on a monthly basis, and anyone who's serving in a capacity of leadership in the church who has responsibility for budget items can go to the team and ask questions about where things are with respect to their particular line item in the budget.
Do you feel like there will ultimately end up, does the nominating committee ultimately feel like there will end up being an associate treasurer voted on as well, or is the hope that these four will share the associate treasurer role outright?
Yes, at this point, I think that's the hope, is that these four individuals will share that associate treasurer role. And what we've asked them to do is to do this work for a year. And in that process, not just the financial oversight, but to give the church feedback on whether this concept of a finance team is something that we should present as perhaps a standing committee of the church in a long-term kind of way, so that we can develop a pipeline for leadership with respect to both the treasurer position and the associate position. How do we best support these two functions? And is a team or a committee long-term the way that we should go about that? Let me just add that several members of the team have experience with other churches. They've been in other situations, and to the person, they all acknowledge that they have never been in a church that didn't have a finance committee. So we at Tabernacle are kind of in a unique situation, having many years of working and diligently keeping track of our funds without a team that helps the treasurer. So it's our hope that these folks will not only consider this concept and bring a recommendation, but that some will consider staying on so that we can have a continuity of information, knowledge, and leadership that will bring us into a place in the future that everyone will be much more comfortable with, and the sharing of duty and responsibility will give balance to those who are serving.
I think one of the things I'm particularly excited about is the accountability that this brings in. I think it just having four people along with hopefully a treasurer that steps in makes a circle of five. individuals, and then it sounds like that there may be a staff member that's ex officio, never voting, that would also, you've got multiple eyes on the numbers. I guess I should emphasize not looking at people's personal information. Like, there's still no breakdown in that process where somebody knows what everybody else is giving. That's still Hope Cutchin's role, not this circle. But you've got multiple eyes. We're spreading out the load so that there's more balance, so that that three-legged stool is actually achievable. And in turn, it's releasing some of the role that the administrative board has had in getting in the weeds in the numbers, to the point that the admin board has not been able to look at some of the larger picture and project forward on where they think God might be leading us along with the deacons. So an example would be it frees the administrative board to be talking about the creative use of our facilities and whether or not we want to look at various corners of the building to bring people in that might be able to help serve the community, but also provide some needed income to help take care of the building. That's a big conversation. And then other major, major things that we know are coming. Are we going to pay this $400,000 loan off outright immediately or as soon as we can? Or are we going to dedicate one of the apartments to be used for a family that is in a low income bracket or a pastoral resident in the future? You know, those are just a couple of examples in the administrative board no longer needing to have such a tight hold over the nitty-gritty details. It frees the admin board to really be leaders in the way we're asking them to. But at the same time, the admin board, of course, would be receiving the numbers and the results, but they wouldn't have to get into it as much.
Absolutely. And let me just reiterate that the way that our database system is set up, we can control very easily who has access to what information. So these members of the finance team that we're recommending would have access only to those things that do not pertain to the personal giving of individuals within the congregation, but they would have access to looking at and controlling expenditures and making sure that they are budgeted items, and if they're not, approval is properly given so that nothing is expended that isn't supposed to be expended, and the proper approval is in place for everything that we spend, as well as all of our income. The main responsibility of the treasurer and the associate treasurer at any church or any organization is to take care of the income, the money that comes in, or other kinds of resources that come into the church, and to take care of the way in which that is being spent, and to maintain records of everything. And by sharing this responsibility with these four individuals, there is a greater likelihood that there's going to be more oversight over the fine-tuning, the little bitty pieces of the puzzle that may not have been able to look at in the past because of the overwhelming nature of all of this when you put it all together. So I think we're going to have a much better way of keeping an eye on things shared by four people than just one or two people.
Last question for me. The Constitution, there's a team of people that are looking directly at the Constitution right now. Have they been notified about what we're thinking?
Yes, they have. One of the things that we wanted to make sure that we did was to inform them about the situation we're in with respect to the treasurer and the associate treasurer and not having nominees for those two positions, and this concept of having a finance team this year that might eventually work its way into a recommendation for another standing committee. So yes, they have been informed, but at this point, we don't have a specific recommendation in terms of changing the Constitution, the bylaws, or the church manual, the way in which we do things. So that is also part of what we hope this team will be able to view and look at and make recommendation at a later time. But the Constitution does outline very specifically the duties and responsibilities. The Constitution bylaws outline the duties and responsibilities of the treasurer and the associate treasurer, and these have been shared with the team so that they know that these duties now will fall to them until such time as we have been able to find and bring to the church nominees for a nominee for the treasurer position.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add?
No, I think that the church needs simply to look at this recommendation and give it honest consideration. And if they have questions, I would add that they certainly should come to me or to Marty or to any other member of the nominating committee. If you have questions, we're all open to discussing and having dialogue about this. We want this to be something that everybody can look at and have input on before we make a decision as a congregation to move forward or not with respect to the team.
We would anticipate this vote taking place on March the 29th, which is 2 weeks after the initial slate of names is shared on Sunday. Are we waiting till Sunday to announce the names, or is it inappropriate to do that now?
We certainly can announce the names now. We have talked again with a number of people, quite a number of people, but ultimately we have gotten the affirmation of these four people who are willing to serve in this capacity for this 1 year and perhaps longer as they deem it appropriate. But these four individuals are Dan Herman, Janet Campbell, Jan, Jim Sawyers, and Kathy McGraw.
It's a great group.
So Dan, Jan, Jim, and Kathy are already meeting and working with hope to look at how they can begin to assist in this process and be up and ready to go by the time April gets here if the congregation approves this concept.
I want to express gratitude to the nominating committee, Woody, Bonnie Bailey, Kyle Kennedy, Barb Satterwhite, you, Woody Jenkins, Peggy Strong, Donna Sawyers, Marty Wadkin. Did I get everybody?
Yeah, I think you got everybody.
Kyle. Yeah, I mentioned Kyle. Yeah, yes. I mean, that is a dynamic group. I'll remind you, church, that in Advent we tell everybody, do as little as possible, just focus on preparation for the Christ child to be born and rest. And then we put an asterisk next to it, and at the footnote at the bottom, it's like, unless you're on the nominating committee. The nominating committee's work ramps up until we change the process. It ramps up right about the time that we're telling everybody else to ramp down. And for this group in particular, they have had to continue to work steadily, not only through Advent and Christmas, but throughout the first 3 months of the year and beyond, and there's more work to be done. And so just nominating committee, thank you, thank you, thank you. To Hope Cutchins, thank you for your flexibility and your willingness to work with us in figuring this out. To Steve Law, who has served so faithfully over this last stretch of time, we are beyond grateful for your service. And to Connie before you and the other treasurers, thank you. And to these four individuals that have agreed to serve, pending approval by the deacons, that would be the ones that would bring the official recommendation, thank you for your willingness. To recap, before we close out, the next steps would be for the deacons to vote to approve this team if they feel that it's appropriate. Then the church would be presented officially with this slate of names, and then the church at large would have 2 weeks to discuss and ask questions, along with the admin board, but everybody else as well. And then on March 29th, we would vote up or down, and if it's an up, this group begins their good work officially together, and if it goes down, then we've got to figure out what in the world we're going to do next. So please be praying about this. We need discernment that God's Spirit will guide. And I believe that God's Spirit has been guiding, and I'm confident that will continue to be the case. Woody, thanks. Appreciate your time today.
You are most welcome, and I'm so glad that we could have this kind of conversations so that people could get a little more background and understanding of what's going on. And I want to express my gratitude to the nominating committee members as well. We have been meeting regularly Sunday mornings at 9:30 since the beginning of the year, but actually we began meeting back in October.
It feels like since the beginning of time, I would imagine.
So we continue to meet in order that we might fulfill our responsibilities to the church, and the congregation has a good leadership team in place.
Awesome. Look forward to seeing you all soon. God bless. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this so that we can have more informed dialogue and vote in an informed way. Blessings. Godspeed.